Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson, I am all in. We've got a little bonus episode here with Patrika Darbo, who appears as The Waitress in Help Wanted, Season 2, Episode 20. She is an actress with a very impressive resume. You know, she's been on Days of Our Lives forever. For 24 years, she's worked with John Malkovich and Clint Eastwood in A Line of Fire. She's been in many, many things. She also appeared in another Clint Eastwood film, I think Beyond the Garden of Good and Evil, I think is the name of the film. But we're going to bring her on now. So excited to talk with her. She's very distinctive, very funny, very talented actress. Let's bring her on.
Hello.
Patrika Darbo is well-known and beloved actress behind the character of Nancy Wessel in the popular, incredibly long-running soap opera Days of Our Lives. So thanks for coming on.
Appreciate your asking.
How you doing? Oh, our pleasure. I want to get into so many things. You have a varied resume here, a very deep resume. Clint Eastwood, Line of Fire, John Malkovich. I remember that scene. What a terrifying scene. Oh, my God. Roseanne, all kinds of things. So let's get into the Gilmore thing. You are seen as the hungry diner waitress in this episode. How'd you get the role, and did you audition for the waitress, or was it another role, or they decided to do that?
I had to audition. Mm-hmm. I went room with my checkbook and offered to pay for
it. that's what I did too. Yeah.
And Amy Paladino said, somebody views then. So we have a watcher here. It's like this. And so I auditioned, and then a day or so later, they called and said I got the part. I was just very excited because I was a big fan. I watched it all the time. I listened to the town, Sally Struthers, and all these characters. I don't remember everybody's name because I'm an old doll, so please forgive me. But we had the strolling minstrel, and you know, it was something you tuned in because they were all family.
Mm-hmm.
It was that you watched that show and you became very involved in it because, oh my God, right? And the episode just for mine, you know, she's got a broken arm and everybody's upset with the, and here I go forgetting names, who was just on This Is Us. Help me something. Rick Miniglia.
You're talking about Rory?
Yeah, well, when Rory got a broken arm from the car accident.
Right.
Everybody is, you know, blaming Jess, and it just was amazing. But for me to be the waitress when they want coffee and all I have is a regular dining room cup,
mm-hmm.
I just remember thinking, I'm with the Gilmore Girls. They want coffee, and I don't have a big enough cup.
Mm-hmm. It's a good bit. It was a very good bit. So what do you remember about working on the show?
It was very fast. Did my scene, and I think we did mine just after lunch. I came in earlier to get ready, and then we went to lunch, and then we filmed it. Bam, bada, badoom, bada, badoom, like this, mm-hmm. and everything was like that. Her Amy Palladino's crisp writing and stuff, and her husband that worked together collaboratively there. It's just an amazing show, and. Mm-hmm. Why she's still got things going on, Scott.
Mm-hmm. Your character uses this high-pitched voice. Is that something that you put on? And if so, why?
Well, it was an actor's choice at this point. I mean, I could have been, I think she was very like, everything was, for me, my choice for the character was that everybody is very cheerful and how are you? And come on in. And today's special is movies. Do you want those? Okay, fine. What do you mean you want a bowl of coffee? Suddenly things shock her and she's out of there. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, that was my choice to kind of be up here like this and be this cheerful and everything is wonderful. Okay.
So talk about the food. Was it real? People want to know. They like these little details. Was the food is real?
Did you watch the episode? I only served coffee. Nobody was eating in my scene.
No, Yannick was.
Over there with him. Well, I didn't wait. He wasn't in my station, not my job.
Okay. Nice save. Good one. So we can't have you on and not talk about the soap operas. Tell us about how you got the soap opera and your experience on that.
Well, I was asked by Fran Bascom, who has since passed away. She was a very famous casting director. She saw me, we were at a party together, and she said, Patrika, would you do a soap? Well, in my mind's eyes, for me, I'm not your normal soap character. And I said, of course I would. Thinking I'm coming on to serve peanuts or beer or coffee. So I get there and I find out I have this gorgeous soap opera husband. And my first thought was, they don't know who I am. They've made a mistake like this. But I ended up being called the full-figured bitch goddess of daytime. My husband and I were stinkers, and it blossomed from that. I think that a lot of the audience could, where it's hard to live through a size 2. I am a size 2, but my 0's on one side, whereas Christian Alfonso, who was our leading lady, was on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then it blossomed into me having a daughter, and just on and on, and then having another daughter to save that daughter's life, who got leukemia. So it was, and right now I am back on the show. And at this point, my husband of 35 years has just told me that he's gay and needs a divorce.
Wow.
And that's as far as I can tell you right now, because that's all that's there.
Wow.
But it's so awful. It's, my grandmother called it her stories. She watches those. We come into people's lives every single day. So we're very and some family you don't want to talk to. We were kind of one of those.
Mm-hmm.
I've enjoyed it. It's the hardest work. that I've ever had to do. So much memorizing. Your script comes in, there's probably, if you're in the story on that script, you may have 30 to 40 pages to memorize. Mm. And a movie script a day. Mm. Whereas you're doing episodic, you may shoot 5 pages and you're out. Mm-hmm. That one, the close-up, the medium shot, that close-up shot, and your 5 pages takes all day. We go in there. Here's your rehearsal, which is when you walk in the door, and you go to hair and makeup, and then you're on the stage, and you better have your lines memorized because it's bam, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Right. Wow. That's a real proving ground, you know. Wow.
And that haven't done soap operas before, and they're not aware that we can't go cut. What was this? So you generally have maybe 2 takes if you're lucky, but it's very fast because they have to get through a movie script a day.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
So going down your resume, you know, you were in The Line of Fire, A Line of Fire, Clint Eastwood directed, starring John Malkovich. You had a pivotal scene with Malkovich in the bank. And then when you caught him in the lie, he visited upon you at your apartment with your roommate and did terrible things. I have to say, as an acting student in New York, Malkovich's star was on the rise in theater, and I, you know, everybody went to see him in Burn This, the Lanford Wilson play on Broadway, and everybody was also aware of his work with Gary Sinise in the Sam Shepard True West that was American Playhouse actually filmed it and released it on video because the live performance was so legendary. So, you know, in New York acting circles at that time, that was the late 80s, you know, 87, 88, Malkovich was truly a god. And every single acting student, male acting student, was doing John Malkovich scenes from either True West or Burn This. And it was like, I couldn't stand going to acting class anymore because I was going to see another bad John Malkovich imitation from somebody in the class. So, but you got to work with the legend himself. What was that like?
First of all, it was amazing because if I kind of go back to the end of it, he made sure when we were working with the stunt director that we all knew that, like, he was going to kill me on 1, 2, 3. And that was how he was going to kill me. My poor roommate, and this was her first acting job in film. She's a wonderful singer, stage actress. This was her first stage thing. And she spent all the morning being slammed into that mantelpiece and killed by him. Then it was my turn. And again, like I said, he was wonderful. So I have to tell you that when I found out I was working there, I was also doing a play in Burbank. And one of the young girls who was a student at UCLA Theater, and she said like this, "If we don't get to meet John Malkovich, I'll kill you." I can ask. And they were gracious enough to let me ask her to come with me to set. And John Malkovich spent the time they were set up talking to her about theater. I mean, here's a young college student and a consummate theater actor who took the time to do this. Mm-hmm. So I can't ever say, I would defend him to the end because I thought he was wonderful to me as to make sure I wasn't hurt and to Mary Van Arsdale, my roommate at the time. But he spent all this time talking to her at this, and he didn't have to do it. Mm-hmm. With all of us as actors, he wasn't in his dressing room. He was great. A lot of my publicists will know things like this. Part of the lead in for me is, you shouldn't have been from Minneapolis. But I can only speak very well of that. I have to say that the scene in the bank was Clint Eastwood's favorite scene between us, the natural repartee going back and forth. And he asked me to be in Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. Oh. So I was a character in that one. So if I can say anything to young actors, is be nice to everybody because it just comes back to you full circle.
Absolutely. What was it like working with Clint? Did you audition for Clint or did you just go on tape and he chose you off tape?
I go into auditions saying he knew who I was. I got the part. And then he said, "I want you to do X, Y, and Z." And I went, "Mr. Eastwood, should I?" He goes, "It's Clint, little darling." And so he was very nice and stuff like that. So we did something else. And then he said, "You should do this." And I said, "But if I do that, I won't be able to be in the center and stuff." He goes, "Thinking actor here, thinking." My experiences have been wonderful. I give out what I want to get back, and it comes back to me always.
Very nice. Very, very, very nice. So you have done how many episodes? Getting back to Days of Our Lives. Do you know how many episodes you've done of Days of Our Lives? Have you counted them?
I think when I first started in 98, we were on episode 70,000 or 7,000, and now I'm at 14,000 something. So as I said, the show's been on since 1965. There's only 4 soaps left, that Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, Bold and the Beautiful, and Young and the Restless. So all the networks are virtually there. We're all very high. I think Bold and the Beautiful just got celebrated their 35th year. Mm-hmm. So they're long running stuff. But when I first started in 98, there were still soaps in New York. But we lost All My Children and As the World Turns, all those shows that were there. And it's a shame because the soap operas are what virtually supported the network, you know, back in the 60s. Mm-hmm. Every Procter & Gamble fighting to see who was going to do what show and all kinds of things. So it's a shame it happened. But at the same time, we now have all these streaming and not podcasts, but web series that go on, things like that. So it keeps going.
My information tells me that you have done 450 episodes.
Damn, that's a lot of memorizing. No wonder my
Is it different doing, how much different was it doing Gilmore Girls versus doing, some of your soap opera work? Just the sheer amount of dialogue? Because we had a lot of dialogue too. And we did 10 pages a day. So,
yeah, so you're 10 pages, and I was like a half a page, and I was in and I was out.
Right. So it was a quick thing. Yeah.
Now at 6 o'clock in the morning, I may not leave until 6 o'clock at night.
Right.
Because I'm doing a scene in the pub over here, and then I'm doing a scene in my bedroom over here, so that I have to wait till the cameras all move to the second stage. Mm-hmm. And when you're memorizing 30, 40 things, or you're shooting more than one show, sometimes we're shooting a piece of a show. So it's a lot different because even though you have 10 days, it's fast. We're very fast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Time for rapid fire. Are you ready to answer some questions very rapidly?
I'm embracing myself. Go.
Are you team Logan, Jess, or Dean?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
You're team Jess. I can tell. What's your favorite Gilmore Girls character?
Oh, that would have to be Lorelai.
What would you order at Luke's Diner?
A hamburger.
Would you rather go on a road trip with Taylor or Michelle?
Taylor.
Finish the lyric. And where you lead, I will follow.
Oh, I have no idea, but I'll go.
That's pretty. Anywhere that you tell me to is the correct answer. But that was great. That was good. Jackson's Vegetables or Suki's Baked Goods?
Baked Goods.
Would you rather listen to Drella's harp or the Troubadour's cover songs?
Troubadour.
Chilton Prep or Stars Hollow High?
Oh, I went Hollow's High.
So
snooty.
Favorite Gilmore Girls memory?
Golly, I can't remember. I mean, it's been a while since I've seen the show. I just watched my episode so that I at least be intelligent in this conversation. I think probably the episode where... I'm trying to think to download it just properly here. But when Lori loses her virginity, Alexis' character loses her virginity.
What?
I'm a woman, honey. Come on.
No. Wait a minute. What?
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, from an episode. I haven't seen the episodes.
Well, how can you talk to me? Give me the rapid fire thing. You need to go on there. Netflix.
Oh, my God. She loses her virginity. I'm going to flip out. Oh, my goodness.
I just think how it was handled and stuff. And, and I think people don't.
I'm covering my ears. I'm sorry. I'm covering my ears.
Spoiler. No, I won't do
that. Oh, my God. What a bombshell. Well, look, it was a pleasure talking to you, Patrika. We gotta go. We got more episodes to do. Wish I could talk to you further. You're fascinating. And thank you so much for your time. And keep on keeping on.
Keep it on, yeah.
And looking forward to seeing you in more films and TV shows. You're a wonderful actress. And good luck with everything, okay? Thanks for coming on.
Very much. Talk to you all later.
Okay, bye. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at @IAmAllInPodcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, scottyp.com, scottyp.com.
Grade One Specialty Coffee.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's a lot of pros to drinking health-aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.